He's the head coach of the number one team in D2 baseball, Colorado Mesa skipper Chris Hanks. Chris, appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jim?
Doing well, Chris. Good series for your ball club. You win 3 out of 4 against CSU Pueblo over Rawlings Field this last weekend. But I know that that Sunday loss was frustrating. It ended your 21-game winning streak that dated all the way back to the end of March. But on Sunday, the Thunderwolves, they finally got your number in that series finale.
Well, yeah, they did. You know, I'll tell you, Pueblo played very good all weekend, especially played all year statistically. And, you know, they were ready for us. They were gunning for us. And I don't think we necessarily played our best this weekend. And we did, you know, try playing a lot of guys on Sunday. But we feel as though, regardless who we play, we should have been able to beat them. We just made too many mistakes early that, you know, got us in a little bit of trouble.
9-6 loss in that series finale, as I mentioned, that snaps a 21-game winning streak for the Maverick baseball team. And you had Josh Danlew that ended up taking the loss in relief. Certainly, though, when they had the 4 runs late in the ball game, that was kind of the difference in that game that ended your winning streak when they came up with the 4 runs in the 7th inning.
Yeah, you know, we started off with in a 4-4 game. We led the inning out for the walk, then a hit, then another walk. We made a pitching change in the first pitch. We hit a batter, so they're up 5-4. I mean, when a team gets the score run and they really don't have to do anything, you know, that was just the nature of that entire inning. But the guy still fought back. We made a little charge in the 9th, came up short. But now we get to regroup and refocus. And you know, sometimes losing a ball game for coaches makes it a lot easier to go back to practice and coach and get kids' attention.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball team, joining us on the Team Sports Network. And a really good weekend for Matthew Turner. Hit his 19th home run, leads the RMAC in that category, hit the 2-run shot in the loss Sunday to CSU Pueblo. So he certainly had an outstanding weekend. And, boy, he's just been, from the jump this year, Chris, Matthew Turner's been locked in at the plate.
Boy, he sure had a fantastic year, hasn't he? And he's a tough out. He's dangerous. He can leave the yard at any point in time. You know, he runs well, he can steal bases, and he's a darn good outfielder. So, real pleased with his performance. It's been steady, it's been consistent, and he's certainly been a big reason for our success this year.
Chris Hanks, the coach of the number one team in Division II baseball, the Colorado Mesa Mavericks, joining us in the program. Also in that Sunday game, along with what Matthew Turner did, Tyler Parker, he gave you the early lead with that with his 5th home run of the season. And Ethan Ezor also had a good game. He had a multi-hit game along with Tyler Parker. But Ezor, a name we don't hear a lot about, but he had a really good game when he got his opportunity Sunday against the Thunderwolves.
Yeah, you know, Ethan's one of our real good freshmen. And we brought him along slow. He got to play the bulk of that game. He had a couple of big hits. You know, and he's a kid that's ready to play now. You know, he's beyond that, I think, those freshman nerves. And he's certainly a kid we can use moving forward.
Chris Hanks, coach of the Colorado Mesa baseball team, with us. So the Mavericks had that previous series against Colorado Christian postponed because of positive COVID test for the Cougars. Will they get a chance to play that series starting with the Thursday night game over at Sam Saplesio Field? And for Colorado Christian, Chris, they come in right now as far as the standings in the RMAC. They're currently 6th in the conference right now. At 11-20, it's a Colorado Christian team that just wrapped up a weekend series over on the Front Range. And so now they get to come over here on a Thursday night, play, that series that will wrap up on Saturday against your ball club. For Colorado Christian, a team that offensively doesn't wow anybody. They're currently hitting .257 on the season, but they do have a couple of guys that have had standout offensive seasons. Jordan Medina's hit 7 home runs. He's knocked in 27. He's their RBI and home run leader. They've also had a good season as well from Wyatt Crenshaw at the plate as well. He has 17 RBIs.
Yeah, you know, Colorado Christian, I think they're well coached. You know, they're a team that went down to Pueblo and won 2 of 3 at Pueblo a couple weeks ago. So they're dangerous if you don't respect them and you don't play well. You know, they play pretty good defense. They haven't been overly offensive, but they've lost a fair amount of close ball games too. So, you know, certainly we'll go in and respect them and try to get back on in our winning ways.
Yeah, they, as you mentioned, they won 2 out of 3 when they played CSU Pueblo previously. Chris Hanks, the coach of the CMU Mavericks baseball team, joining us today on the program. From a pitching standpoint, Chris, what's your takeaway on some of the arms that the Cougars have?
Well, they have enough arms to keep you off balance. You know, they've had a little trouble going deep into games. If as long as we swing the bats the way we're capable of, and we don't give them help, we should be fine. But as I mentioned, they do have a couple of kids that have given guys trouble. They've just had a difficult time, you know, going really deep into games.
So how do you approach this particular series? With the RMAC tournament coming up, you mentioned you played some guys, try to get some guys into that Sunday game against CSU Pueblo. What is the approach against Colorado Christian with that RMAC tournament, which you guys are going to be hosting? How do you approach this series this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you, when you wrap up a conference early, and I felt like we had a little bit of trouble with this this weekend in Pueblo, you know, you can sense the guys are ready for the postseason. They want to be stimulated by that postseason. And sometimes these games, which would make them very dangerous, is, you know, that stimulation in terms of being a perceived big game and stuff, it just isn't there. So, you know, we do try to play some fresh people. You know, I can tell you, those young kids, when they get an opportunity, it's a big deal to them because they haven't had many at-bats. We have a bunch of kids that are in the 20 to 40 at-bat range that have watched a lot of games, and they're good players, and they're good enough to play here. There's just been other people playing instead of them. So I think, again, this weekend, we'll try to mix in some fresh faces. I think it helps the club. Some of those guys that have watched a lot get to play a little bit. We'll sprinkle them in. And I know that, you know, it helps from a team standpoint because guys will really pull hard for them.
All right, we'll have the game.